gonna do. Lean back and stay a while now. Here's Monitor.
Monitor 67 with you wherever you are across the country, keeping your weekend bright and up to the moment. This is Brad Crandall. A bit later this half hour, Monitor Sports and Joe Garagiola with some pertinent comments on the fact that they've banned the spitball again. In 3 minutes, actress Celeste Holm tells us why she sells her autograph for 25 cents a copy. Before music, one more thing. Remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. Bernstein's Orchestra and Chorus.
101, the new filter cigarette from Chesterfield. It's 1 millimeter longer than the hundreds.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
A silly millimeter longer? Wait till you taste it. The 101, it's one better.
A silly millimeter longer.
101.
That lively musical comedy lady named Mame is keeping the city of Detroit happy, where the national company of the show is currently playing to capacity business. The title role is beautifully handled by Celeste Holm, who has some interesting stories concerning the reason why she took the part and an explanation of why she sells her autograph for 25 cents a copy. Monitor reporter Shirley Eder talks with her in Detroit.
Celeste Holm, people sat behind me and they said, you know, look at her. She sings and she dances. And I wanted to turn around and say, hey, you know, she's done a couple of big musical comedies in New York. You have played more varied roles, I think, than anyone else in the business.
That's right. The only I haven't played in was the circus.
You rode in the circus once, didn't you?
I rode an elephant in the circus. By the way, have you ever ridden an elephant?
No.
It feels terrible.
Celeste, did you see Angela Lansbury in New York in the part of Mame before you took over in the national company?
Yes, I did. And she had pulled a muscle at that point in the show. And she was not doing many of the dances. I thought she was absolutely lovely in it. Someone asked me behind us, would you like to be playing this part? And I said, oh, I don't know. I said, I'm enjoying the show so much, I'm not thinking of that. Which I wasn't.
You had no idea.
No. So then when February came around, and my manager and my agents and everybody said, you know, you should be doing this part. And I said, oh, I don't know. You know, it's funny. Whenever I see somebody do a play part and do it very well, then I'm generally not challenged.
Mm-hmm.
But then they pointed out to me something that I'd forgotten. Robin Russell played it originally as Annie Mae. Then along came, I think, Greer Garson.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was Beatrice Lilly. There was Constance Bennett.
Mm-hmm.
There was Sylvia Sidney.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all very, very good.
It's like Dalek.
Different. I realized how many aspects there are to MAME, so that really a person who has any kind of definite personality can bring their own to it.
Celeste, mm-hmm. you have been interested in UNICEF for lots of years now, about 3 years, haven't you?
Oh, much longer than that. UNICEF, United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund, that's what the initials stand for. They dropped the emergency aspect because of the fact that it was started during the war as an emergency measure. But because of the immeasurable work that it started doing, they kept the initials and they kept the thing going.
Well, what I want to get to is the fact that you're the only person I know who will not sign an autograph unless 25 cents is given to UNICEF. And it's a big bother for you. People don't understand this. They think, you know, what does she mean, 25 cents for an autograph?
Well, it started with the fact that I was giving a lecture. See, I had a program in New York called People at the United Nations, where I interviewed all the agency people, not the political people, the people who are working in the various agencies that do such a tremendous amount of work that are very unheralded, very unpublicized. And I never met, by the way, a more dedicated, marvelous bunch of people in the world. And so I was giving a speech. I asked to give a speech in Harrison, New York, for the League of Women Voters on the United Nations and what I knew about it. And so I said, well, I'd be delighted. It was a terribly rainy day. I didn't have time for lunch. I was standing in the kitchen having a glass of milk just before I went out to talk. And the lady at whose house this was taking place said, you will give autographs, won't you? And behind her, on the counter, were these little milk cartons for trick-or-treat for UNICEF. And I said, yes, if you give me a quarter for UNICEF.
And that's
just
how the
like
whole
that.
Thing started.
I came home with $30.25, and I suddenly thought to myself, my heavens, what a great way of earning money for them.
And you make no exceptions.
No exceptions. Well, I can't. Somebody says, how can you ask money from people when they've already given so much for the theater? I said, anybody that can afford a theater ticket.
Sometimes they save up
to get
that.
Can afford 25 cents for the United Nations children.
That's true. But sometimes kids, I think you ought to give a discount like 10 cents for kids. I really
no,
do.
No,
I don't
give
that kind of an allowance.
The point is that usually grown-ups give about a dollar.
Oh.
And kids give a quarter.
Oh.
So, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, the point is, I think also that it reminds people of the rest of the world every now and then. And that's not a bad idea.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Shirley.
This is Shirley Eder for Monitor.
At risk of being accused of changing the subject, just how effective is the spitball? Well, Joe Garagiola answers that question about 3 minutes from now as he reviews spitballs past and present with a comment on the new ruling about their illegality. You just stay right here on the Monitor Beacon.
The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York. Tomorrow only at Macy's, 100% all-hair mattresses at a great savings to you. These mattresses regularly sell day in and day out at $79.95. Tomorrow only, they are sale priced at just $46.95. That's $46.95. You save $33. Besides being the most costly mattress filler, hair gives ventilation that is natural and sanitary. Each mattress has extra firm inner spring construction of heavy gauge steel coils and pre-built borders that resist sagging. Each is hand-assembled for uniform firmness with sturdy 8-ounce hair-proof covers. Hand-assembled matching box springs are also on sale at just $46.95. So don't be caught awake when Santa arrives. Treat yourself to a restful Christmas on Macy's all-hair inner spring mattresses, now on sale. Charge your purchases on your Macy's charge account. And remember, it's tomorrow only at the Macy's nearest you. It's 7:17.
Monitor once again, continuing at 18 minutes after the hour. A timely thought. Remember this Christmas as every Christmas. Every woman alive once Chanel No. 5.
Daylight comes and bluebirds sing. Outside the grass is green. But I don't care if the sun shines or it's rain.
That's a brand new one from Pat Boone. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola, brought to you by VM, the voice of music, makers of phonographs, tape recorders, and high-fidelity components. Here's Joe.
The pitchers will complain, but the new rule might help them more than it hurts. And I'll be talking about that after this from VM, the voice of music.
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
And now let's all play Remember That Name. For today's big prize, what is the oft-forgotten name of the company that makes today's greatest value in portable stereo phonographs?
VM, the voice of music.
Here's a clue. This is the company that invented the portable component system. Stereo components that snap together and carry like luggage. Yet, some people don't even know their name.
VM, the voice of music.
One more hint. They make tabletop stereo with genuine hardwood cabinets of console quality.
VM, the voice of music.
Time's almost up. Last chance. Go ahead. Take a stab in the dark.
VM, the voice of music?
Right! The oft-forgotten name of that company is...
VM, the voice of music, has everything but fame. You can get a whole lot more for your money if you just remember that name.
A week ago tomorrow in Mexico City, there was a very unusual baseball meeting held. All the major league managers and general managers sat down together, and one of the items they discussed was the spitball. When the meeting was over, they recommended to the Rules Committee that something be done, and it was. Rules Committee Chairman Charlie Seeger announced that from now on, if a pitcher puts his fingers in his mouth, the umpire will give him a warning. If the pitcher does it a second time, he'll be thrown out of the game. Let's take a look at just what all this means. And to do that, we have to first decide just what a spitball is. In the old days, which means before 1920, the spitball was legal. The pitchers would chew a substance called slippery elm, and they would moisten the ball with that. And the ball would be discolored. They would also do tricks, usually taking a sharp dip just as it came to home plate. Then the Rules Committee made the pitch illegal. Now, that doesn't mean that nobody threw it, only that it was against the rules. And ever since then, we've heard a lot of talk about spitballs and cheating pitchers and why didn't somebody do something. Well, how good a pitch is it? Well, Burley Grimes, who was one of the last of the legal spitballers, says that today's pitchers don't throw one, not a real one anyway. Grimes claims that the amount of moisture you can sneak on a baseball is not enough to make the pitch effective. Well, I'm afraid I can't buy that. I'm willing to agree that today's spitball might not be as effective as the one that Grimes threw, but certain pitchers can make their lives a lot simpler if they've got a good spitter. But the spitball hurts as many pitchers as it helps. The trouble with all this spitball talk we've been listening to is that it gives the idea that every spitball is a strike or hurts the hitter. That just isn't true. Last summer, I talked to Rube Walker, who was then a coach with the Washington Senators and now with the New York Mets. Rube said, young pitchers seem to think that if they can throw a spitter, they're way ahead. And that just doesn't make sense. No pitch should ever be thrown unless the man who throws it feels that he can get it over the plate 4 times out of 5. The spitter can be tough to control. And like every other pitch, if you can't control it, it's going to hurt you. And I've got to go along with Rube. I've caught spitballs. I've seen pitchers get guys out with them. I've also seen hitters knock wet pitchers right out of the ballpark. Knowing how to wet a ball and throwing it where you want are two different things. As a hitter and as a catcher, I can tell you one thing about spitters. The knuckleball is harder to catch and harder to hit. It's also legal, but every pitcher can't throw one. How effective will the new rule be? Nobody knows. They've tried things like this before. But if it cuts down the amount of talk about the spitball, it will accomplish something. It also just might help pitchers. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports, and now this for State Farm.
Hi, I'm Phil Foster. A guy says to me the other day, Phil, I'll never forget the day I first heard you talking about State Farm Mutual. He says, I'll never forget how you said I could probably save money with State Farm and how State Farm's low rates and fast, friendly claim service had made State Farm the biggest car insurance company there is. And Philly says, you know why I remember all that so well? I said, no. Why do you remember? He said, remember what?
Enjoy sports more with Joe Garagiola every weekend on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Gilberto on Monitor. You're on the go with Monitor, your music and information center.
Tired of the same old routine? Today, why not take in a good gas station? Drop in on Sitgo. Catch up on the neighborhood news. Treat the kids to a Sitgo lollipop. Relax and see how unboring a gas station can be. You see, we've made your Sitgo station a little more pleasant, a little bit nicer than the ordinary run-of-the-pump gas station. Sitgo. You may not want to live there, but it's a nice place to visit.
West Montgomery's orchestra, Windy. Wherever the wind blows across the nation, there's Monitor, your information center on NBC Radio. Serving Alpena, Michigan, is WATZ. The next few moments belong to the stations all along the line, after which Monitor will continue. This is Brad Crandall.
In just 40 minutes, Van Johnson chats with our Monitor host on the NBC Radio Network.
Monitor 67 for the first Sunday in December. This is Brad Crandall. Mel Allen, later this half hour, checks in with all the scores and stories about today in sports with a look at what's happening in the week ahead. In 3 minutes, author and columnist Bob Considine tells the fascinating story of Colonel Chappie James, Negro fighter pilot and veteran of four wars, World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and the Civil Rights Battle. Just before music, a timely thought. Remember this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel No. 5. Now, singer and gardener, Petula Clark.
Life is never what it seems. We're always searching in our dreams to find that little puzzle in the air. When worry starts to cloud the mind, it's hard to leave it all behind and just pretend you haven't got a care. Someone else in your imagination.
With Bob Considine, brought to you by Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Hi, you know you meet a lot of interesting people in my business, but one I won't forget for a long time, if I ever do, is a big fellow I met in Bangkok on my recent swing around the world. He's fighting a two-front war, one in the skies over North Vietnam, the other in the United States. I'd like you to know more about him after this. You know, most of us don't really understand Medicare and the advantage of additional health insurance to supplement Medicare. Well, here's the inside story from Mutual of Omaha.
Medicare was not designed to pay all the bills. There are definite limits on how long and how much Medicare will pay. That's why Mutual of Omaha has developed a special policy for people over 65 that will pay in addition to Medicare. Mutual of Omaha's Medicare supplement is called Extra Security. Extra Security. Because it fills the financial gaps that Medicare can't cover and helps pay for the extra services you may want that Medicare doesn't cover. When you're hospitalized, Mutual of Omaha's Extra Security can pay $100 a week to start, $200 a week when Medicare coverage cuts back, and $300 a week when Medicare benefits end. How can you tell if you or a loved one over 65 needs a Medicare supplement? Call your Mutual of Omaha man. Get the inside story on Medicare and how you can supplement it with benefits from Mutual of Omaha. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Once again, Bob Considine.
Colonel Chappie James, U.S. Air Force, the giant Negro fighter bomber pilot engaged in World War II, in Korea, and now in Vietnam. And over a beer recently in Bangkok, "I'm no speaker, I'm a fighter pilot," said the former star tackle of the Tuskegee football team. "I'm one of those guys who likes a parade, likes to salute the flag, wear the uniform. If my country's got war problems, I'm going to reach up my hand and help her, not kick her in the teeth. I'll hold her hand and fight any enemy of hers, foreign or domestic." Then he hit our table with his great big fist. The crunching blow put a new head on our beers. Colonel James's blast against Carmichael and others subjected him to an avalanche of charges that he was an Uncle Tom. His wife and their grown children were hit with anonymous threats and phone calls in the dead of night. Mrs. James had to take her listing out of the Pensacola, Florida phone book while her husband flew side by side with his great and intrepid friend, Colonel Robin Olds. I found Chappie philosophical about his troubles at home. In his big basso, he said, "My wife Dottie wrote to me and told me not to worry, to stay in there and keep punching. What a good wife. I don't mind being called an Uncle Tom," he said, "long as those people call Roy Wilkins one, and Whitney Young, and Archie Moore, and even old Joe Lewis. I'm in wonderful company." Chappie James was fighting for his rights and those of his people before some of his present tormentors were born. He fought for them first in the then almost totally segregated Army Air Corps, more than a quarter of a century ago. The issue then was whether he, a young lieutenant who could make a B-25 sit up and talk, would be permitted to use his fellow officers' club. On one occasion, he was even arrested for sauntering into an officer's mess, though he was an officer, and now they practically blow a bugle whenever he drops by. "I did it differently," Colonel James told me. "I did my fighting within the law. You just can't shout up new laws by breaking all the old ones." Colonel Chappie James, U.S. Air Force, my hero. This is Bob Considine for Monitor. Now this final word from Mutual of Omaha.
Yes. Every working day, Mutual of Omaha pays over $1 million in benefits. When an independent research company asked, "Are you satisfied with Mutual of Omaha's overall service?" over 97% of the thousands of policy owners replying said yes. Mutual of Omaha pays over $1 million a day in benefits. Mutual of Omaha, the company that pays.
Listen next weekend when On the Line with Bob Considine will again be presented by Mutual of Omaha and its life insurance affiliate, United of Omaha.
Friendship is a holly tree that brightens as it grows. Friendship is a holly tree, but love is a Christmas rose.
A new one from Perry, perfect for the season. The latest word on today's sports action from Mel Allen, just a few minutes away. So stay on the Monitor Beacon.
Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim.
Who can fail to be stirred by the voice of Jan Pierce or by the spirit of freedom that is celebrated on Hanukkah? For an inspiring experience, come to the Hanukkah Festival at Madison Square Garden December 4th, December 18th, or January 1st with Edward G. Robinson, Burgess Meredith, Theodore Bacall, Eli Wallach, Jan Pierce, Roberta Peters, Bess Meyerson, Judith Raskin, the Sophie Maslow Dancers, the Festival Philharmonic conducted by Maurice Levine, and outstanding Israeli artists. Produced by Hyman Brown, written by Henry Denker, stage designed by Sam Lev. For ticket information, call OR7-9344. OR7-9344. The Conversation Station, WNBC, New York.
You're back with Monitor at 13 minutes before the hour. Time grows shorter. Remember, this Christmas, as every Christmas, every woman alive wants Chanel number 5. One of the latest ballads by Barbara.
I don't know why, but I'm feeling so sad. I long to try something I've never had. Never had no kissing for what I've been missing. Love, oh man, oh, where can you be? The night is cold and I'm all so alone. I give myself to call you my own. Gotta move but me, but no one to love me. Love a man of work, can you be? I've heard it said that the thrill of romance can be
moment. Mel Allen reports on Today in Sports. Monitor Sports is brought to you by your Lincoln Mercury dealer, home of the better idea cars from the makers of Lincoln Continental.
That's a pretty car.
What, the blue one? Yeah, honey, I know it's pretty, but it looks a little expensive.
Oh, pardon me, sir, and madam, I couldn't help overhearing.
That's a pretty car.
Yes, but you just made a terrible mistake, sir.
Really?
You said that's an expensive car. Uh-huh. Actually, it's Mercury's newest, lowest-priced luxury car.
You're kidding.
No, it's built with a fine car touch by the same people who make the Lincoln Continental.
Oh. That's a pretty car.
Well, what kind is it?
It's a new Mercury
M-O-N-T-E-G-O.
Montego.
No, that's another mistake, sir. Actually, it's Montego.
Oh, that's why you spelled it, huh?
Yes, that's why I spelled it. I didn't want to make any mistakes.
Mercury Montego.
Well, whatever you want to say.
Built by the makers of the Lincoln Continental.
That's a pretty car.
Yes, yes. It combines cougar excitement with full six-passenger comfort.
I'll take one.
Okay, sir. May I have your name, please?
Gregory.
Gregory.
S-M-I-T-H. Smith. No, actually, it's Smythe. A lot of people make that mistake, though.
That's a pretty car.
Mercury Montego's got it. The fine car touch. Get it at your Mercury dealers now.
And now, at the Monitor Sports Desk, Mel Allen.
Thank you very much, Brad. Hello there, everybody. On the Monitor Professional Football Scoreboard in the American Football League, the hopefully Super Bowl-bound New York Jets were grounded at Chase Stadium in the rain and mud, Bronco busted, as it were, by Denver in a stunning upset, 33-24. A Denver 26-point second-period scoring outburst, highlighted by Floyd Little's spectacular 72-yard touchdown punt return, plus turning four interceptions of Joe Namath into two markers, gave Denver a 26-0 halftime lead, an advantage too much for the Jets to make up, despite Namath's second-half resurgence when he threw three touchdown passes. Final score again, Denver 33, the Jets 24. This gave the Houston Oilers a mighty bright lift toward winning the Eastern Division honors as they tied the Jets for first place by subduing Miami 17-14. Hoyle Granger's touchdown, John Wittenborn's field goal, gave Houston a first-quarter 10-0 lead. It was cut to 10-7 at halftime when Miami's Bob Greasy hit Jack Clancy with a 24-yard scoring pass. In the third quarter, Woody Campbell went over for Houston. Wittenborn kicked another field goal, and that was enough to stave off Bob Greasy's last quarter 40-yard scoring heave to Jack Harper. Final score, Houston 17, Miami 14. Kansas City, behind 13-6 at the half against Buffalo, went on to win, featuring three field goals by Jan Stenerud. The game was tied 13 all going into the last period. Then Len Dawson directed a 76-yard drive, passing to Otis Taylor for the last 24 yards. Kansas City 23, Buffalo 13, and the game that was over just a little while before we went on the air, Oakland beat San Diego 41-21, leads the West Division now by two games. In the National Football League, the Baltimore Colts remain the only unbeaten team in professional football, but only by a miracle finish. After a 10-0 lead over Dallas had been dissipated by halftime when Dallas led 14-10, the Colts fell further behind in the third period 17-10. Battle to hang on to a 17-16 lead when late in the game, Baltimore drove 50 frantic yards. Unitas to McKay for 33, Richardson for 13. Lenny Moore, the last two, with just 90 seconds left to play. And so Baltimore won 23-17 to stay on top of the Coastal Division with two games to go. Even in defeat, Dallas has already won the Capital Division. The Cleveland Browns beat the New York Giants 24-14, took another step closer to the Century Division title. Lou Groza scored the Browns' first 3 points with a first-period field goal. A few minutes later, quarterback Frank Ryan mixed passes and rushing to put the ball in the Giants' one. Leroy Kelly went over from there. The score at the half, Cleveland 17, Giants nothing. The Giants got going in the second half with an 80-yard drive, Joe Morrison scoring the touchdown. And in the final quarter, started another drive with a series of dazzling plays when all of a sudden, Brown linebacker Jim Houston reached way up to intercept a Fran Tarkenton pass and ran 79 yards for the touchdown with the interception. And that was it. Final score, Cleveland 24, New York 14. And while Green Bay has already clinched the Central Division championship, winning for them is still a matter of Packer pride. They seemed on their way to a comfortable 27-17 lead over Minnesota's Vikings going into the fourth quarter, but the Vikings stormed back, tied the score at 27-all. With 3 minutes to play, Joe Capp fumbled. Green Bay's Tom Brown recovered at the Viking 28. Shortly thereafter, with just 8 seconds left, Don Chandler booted a 19-yard field goal to make the final score Green Bay 30, Minnesota 27. Gale Sayers ran the opening kickoff back 97 yards, and that was the ball game in a way as Chicago Bears beat San Francisco 28-14. Los Angeles 20, Atlanta 3, St. Louis 31, New Orleans 20, Pittsburgh beat Detroit 24-14, Philadelphia and Washington, well, they had themselves an offensive day as they battled a 35-35 tie. Coming up tomorrow, former great Robin Roberts stops trying to come back as a big league pitcher, starts as a sportscaster on Philadelphia radio station WPEN. Lots of good luck. And on Saturday in the Camellia Bowl at Sacramento, California, San Diego State versus San Francisco State. That's what it is, and we'll be in sports, Brad. Mel Allen here, friends.
Thank you, Mel. And now this word about Autolite.
Le Mans, France, June 1967. You're listening to the car that won, the Ford Mark IV, a $100,000 car with a battery that's almost a carbon copy of the one you buy for under $22. It's an Autolite battery. How come a low-priced Autolite battery in a $100,000 car? Because there is no better battery for the job, not at any price. Get an Autolite battery for your car, whatever kind you drive.
The most complete, accurate coverage of all sports every weekend on Monitor. Richard's Flugel Nights and a brand new version of Camelot. The world's largest broadcast news organization is ready to report on the latest global and national names and events. So, stay with us for NBC Monitor News on the Hour, which is next. This is Brad Crandall.
Keep tuned, the latest news now is on the air. Keep tuned, the latest news now from everywhere.